Ellen G. White's attitude toward her work. 17. The question of influence. L. White in the Ellen G. White Writings, pages 79 to 105. Independent of books or opinions. My views were written independent of books or the opinions of others. Light not from current books. As I introduced the subject of health to friends and spoke against drugs and flesh meats and in favor of water, pure air, and proper diet, the reply was often made, "You speak very nearly the opinions taught in the Laws of Life and other publications by Drs. Trawl, Jackson, and others. Have you read that paper and those works?" My reply was that I had not, neither should I read them till I had fully written out my views, lest it should be said that I had received my light upon the subject of health from physicians and not from the Lord. Relation of EGW to Able Writers. After I had written my 6 articles for How to Live, I then searched the various works on hygiene and was surprised to find them so nearly in harmony with what the Lord had revealed to me. And to show this harmony, and to set before my brethren and sisters the subject as brought out by able writers, I determined to publish How to Live, in which I largely extracted from the works referred to. Witness in 1864 of Publishing House Trustees. We have thought proper to add to the foregoing the following testimonies from men of high standing and authority in the medical world, corroborative of the views presented in the preceding pages. And in justice to the writer of those pages, we would say that she had read nothing from the authors here quoted, and had read no other works on this subject, previous to putting into our hands what she has written. She is not, therefore, a copyist, although she has stated important truths to which men who are entitled to our highest confidence have borne testimony. Did not read certain letters. You may blame me for not reading your package of writings. I did not read them, neither did I read the letters that Dr. Kellogg sent. I had a message of stern rebuke for the publishing house, and I knew that if I read the communications sent to me, later on, when the testimony came out, you and Dr. Kellogg would be tempted to say, "I gave her that inspiration." Who has told Sister White? Those who have disregarded the messages of warning have lost their bearings. Some, in their self-confidence, have dared to turn from that which they knew to be truth, with the words, "Who has told Sister White?" These words show the measure of their faith and confidence in the work that the Lord has given me to do. They have before them the result of the work that the Lord has laid upon me, and if this does not convince them, no arguments, no future revelations would affect them. The result will be that God will speak again in judgment as He has spoken heretofore. Page 8. Who told her these things? Some are ready to inquire. Who told Sister White these things? They have even put the question to me, "Did anyone tell you these things?" I could answer them, "Yes, yes, the angel of God has spoken to me." But what they mean is, have the brethren and sisters been exposing their faults? For the future, I shall not belittle the testimonies that God has given me, to make explanations to try to satisfy such narrow minds, but shall treat all such questions as an insult to the Spirit of God. God has seen fit to thrust me into positions in which He has not placed any other one in our ranks. He has laid upon me burdens of reproof that He has not given to any other one. Someone has told Sister White. Even now, unbelief is expressed by the words, "Who has written these things to Sister White?" But I know of no one who knows them as they are, and no one who could write that which he does not suppose has an existence. Someone has told me. One of Satan's hooks. You have talked over matters as you viewed them, that the communications from Sister White are not all from the Lord, but a portion is her own mind, her own judgment, which is no better than anybody else's judgment and ideas. This is one of Satan's hooks to hang your doubts upon to deceive your soul, and the souls of others who will dare to draw the line in this matter, and say, "This portion which pleases me is from God, but that portion which points out and condemns my course of conduct is from Sister White alone, and bears not the holy signet." An attempt to guide Mrs. White. Brother Blank suggests that it would please the people if I speak less about duty and more in regard to the love of Jesus. but I wish to speak as the Spirit of the Lord shall impress me. The Lord knows best what this people needs. I spoke in the forenoon, Sabbath, October 17, 1885, from Isaiah 58. I did not round the corners at all. My work is to elevate the standard of piety and true Christian life, and urge the people to put away their sins and be sanctified through the truth.